once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight, and it is Wednesday night. Nice hot Wednesday night, and our AC isn't keeping up in the studios, so we're 182 degrees in here. But we'll get by. Jack Stogler is not here tonight. We are talking to folks from Assure. So let's just start with you guys introducing yourselves, and then one of you give us a general idea what Assure is about.
I'm Tanya Byron. I'm the Assure chairman.
My name is John Yoder, and I'm also on the board for Assure.
All righty. So what is Assure? We know here in the studio because we've had you on about 4, 5, 6 years in a row. But
gosh, I think more than that.
Yeah, it's been, but it's a great thing. So kind of give us an idea what you do and that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, Assure stands for Area Suicide Support and Resources. And it's the surrounding Mercer County and the surrounding area. We assist people with suicide-related costs, with loss, with thoughts of suicide. If there's people out there who need counseling or help with medication, we've done that too, where we've assisted somebody with a mental health medication. We also offer scholarships to high school students or college students or even adults who are furthering their education in the mental health field or who have been affected by suicide.
Awesome. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and get into the meat of what you guys do and what it takes to get it done and all of those kind of things. So we'll take a little break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our Lady Indians are undefeated through their first four matches and have only lost one set in those four matches. Now it's going to start getting serious with the MAC schedule starting tomorrow night as they host the always tough Coldwater Cavaliers at the Portside Fieldhouse. Friday, it'll be football and we'll host the Cavaliers football team in the first MAC game of the season. The Reisner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, Our Lady Indians will go to Sydney to play in the Layman Catholic Invitational Tournament. They'll play three matches, with the first match at 9 a.m. against Versailles, 10 a.m. against Lima Central Catholic, and 11 a.m. versus Adena. We'll bring you as much of the action as we can live on the Hometown Huddle. get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians. Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the folks from Assure, John and Tanya. And it's a good place to start just going into kind of detail what Assure is and does.
Yeah. So thank you for that. With Assure, one major focus that we have as an organization is to make sure that we're proactive at getting in front of the public, getting in front of students at schools. So one major project that we've had over the last 3-4 years is to make sure that we have inspirational speakers coming in to talk to students at the local schools, whether that's the high school, junior high level.
Wright State.
Yeah, Wright State.
Oh,
Wright
yeah.
State has been a huge partner for us.
These talks, are they to make people aware of mental health situations or to try to recruit people into the field of mental health things or kind of both?
It's more to just spread awareness.
Because mm-hmm. Both of those are extremely important. You do
absolutely
need more people, but educating the public about mental health problems are they're not what people used to think 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
People were shunned. People didn't talk about it. It wasn't mentioned. It's really important to make people aware that anybody that has any kind of a little bit of a mental illness, no matter how serious or not serious it is something to be taken care of, and not, you know, kids don't make fun of other kids and that type of thing, or you don't shun your neighbor or whatever it might be. You support and help as much, and that's very important to get to, especially the younger kids, but adults like me that, you know, that was never talked about till fairly recently. And it's really important that people understand that there's you would be surprised at how many people actually have some sort of, technically it's called mental illness, but it's not like they're, if they don't take their meds, they're going to go out and stab people.
Right.
But there's things that people have, some anxieties and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's a real thing. And if you just understand, instead of criticizing or shunning or making fun of people, that's the most important thing.
Any problem supporting someone who's broken their leg,
right,
someone who's had a heart attack, somebody who has cancer. But as a society, we do kind of a poor job of taking care of the people with mental illness, and or maybe maybe it's just an episode. Maybe it's a moment in time, a moment in their life that they're struggling. And I hear a lot of people say things like, well, I didn't know what to say. My daughter just said that to me the other day. There was somebody in her life that was struggling, and she was like, I don't know what to say, Mom. And I'm like, say that. Say, I don't know what to say. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here and I'll sit with you in it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a very, very important, and I am very sure that I don't do that.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, because you don't know what to say. But mm-hmm. if you just tell them that, I don't know what to say, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the more challenging things for all of us to do is, you know, we want to be problem solvers in life. And sometimes we just have to be in the moment and be an active listener. And to just be honest that we don't have the answers. And if something is serious enough, you know, let's talk about it. Let's mm-hmm. find help. We have hospitals. We have counselors out there that can help break down those walls mm-hmm. and get to the root of the problem. And being able to work with doctors as well, as far as to find a remedy for this.
Yeah. So let me just ask this. If, let's say, somebody's having a anxiety episode or a whatever it might be, if you just sit there and if you say, tell me about it, is that, does that help? Even though you can't, you don't have an answer, don't have an advice, does it help them to talk it through?
Well,
is that a good thing,
sort
of good thing? Okay.
When you're going through something, even if it's not a mental health crisis or something, but you're really trying to figure out a problem, does it help you to talk to somebody about it?
No.
No,
I don't want
really?
Anybody around me, but but I know that my whole mindset is
you
completely different from the rest of the world. So
I need to know that, and I
didn't realize that till 20 years ago or so. The things that are that help most other people, I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're an anomaly.
Yes, and I do understand that. And that's why I asked the question, because I prefer that everybody just go away and leave me alone till I
worked through it. And
yeah. Or
what
happens whenever I have a little bit of a problem with setting up equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Benson has been there saying, just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. So I've had a lot of young people helping me out with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't exactly say those words, but they just take care of it and leave me alone. And I just get out of the way and let them take care of it while my mind is, angry because it isn't perfect.
That's a piece too. You know, there's some people who talking it through helps,
yeah.
even if you don't have an answer at the end.
Yep.
The other side is help them take over it, because sometimes just taking the step to take care of it is overwhelming in itself. So maybe saying, you know what, I'm going to make that appointment for you. I'll take you there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a part of the solution, but you're there going, I'll take care of that piece. That's the first step. I'm going to help you take that first step.
Or even if you just give them a phone number or tell them, there's some help
together.
Out there. Call the, 877, is that the national hotline? And that's a really good thing.
Absolutely.
Because that can help people. That's what it is. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't 911.
And while we're saying it, you can call 911 too.
Yes. But
988, but there's also the National Suicide Prevention Hotline that you can call. And that is 1-800-273-8255. That's also a resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important if you're having some problems and you just don't know what to do. If you talk to those people, those are trained people. If you're not where you can do that, if you just talk to somebody and you can talk it out, putting it into words can make a lot of difference.
Yeah,
in your mindset.
Yeah, and that 988 number, that's a number that you can call, you can text. So it's very very friendly for somebody that maybe doesn't want to talk,
mm-hmm.
but maybe they're okay with texting. And I really believe that, we have a stigma of, people are like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And some people don't. But a lot of times people feel like, well, nobody cares about me. They don't want to hear my problems. And that's just an extra step that we have to take for family and friends to, we don't have to push, but we can ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we feel like he is having thoughts of suicide, there's absolutely nothing wrong at all with asking that person, are you thinking about suicide? And they will tell you.
Yeah, because I 20 years ago, I wouldn't have ever said that, because then it's the power of suggestion. It might be a real thing, but it's definitely something you want to ask. And, I would still struggle with that because, you always think, well, I don't want to bring that up, give them a thought. But if it seems like that's already in the thought process, make them talk it out, or have them let them talk it out is probably a better way to say it. And sometimes when they say it out loud, it starts not making sense to take that avenue once they say it out loud. That works with a lot of people. Saying it out loud kind of, maybe that isn't really what I want to do. Even if it's not suicide, it could be in kind of all kinds of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, you're trained in the...
I'm trained in the field of eating M&Ms.
Oh, while talking on the radio.
They're blue ones.
So, actually, Tanya and I are not licensed in that. We are both volunteers that have been impacted by suicide in our lives. And we're passionate about, you know, being able to give back and help individuals. Mm-hmm.
And so if you've been volunteering for a while, there's been a lot of training, even though you're not a doctor or anything like that. But are there some, let's say somebody's just kind of depressed and things aren't going right and they feel a little down, not anywhere near suicidal. Are there some phrases, some things that people should or could say that can kind of help move away from being sad and depressed? Or is it kind of depend a whole bunch on the particular person and situation?
I think it does. It mm-hmm. really does sit with.
So there's not a magic phrase?
Person. No.
Abracadabra doesn't work?
Everything that I've heard in, you know, different lectures and, you know, hearing different speakers that I've heard, don't be afraid to say things. Don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to listen. Don't be afraid you're going to say the wrong thing, because yep. you don't know what is right, what isn't. The effort and the positive intent in you speaking to someone and mm-hmm. addressing it with someone is the important part.
And the worst part of anything is not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
When you don't do anything at all, then...
Yeah.
You know, then that's the possible worst thing that can happen.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Although, again, 20 years ago, that's exactly mm-hmm. what I would do. You mm-hmm. just back
Somebody
away and go somewhere else.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know the right thing to say, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to try to even show empathy because they might ask me for advice. No. I don't have it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say I don't have it because people want to solve problems for everybody. Yeah. And so saying I don't have the answer used to be the worst thing you could say. Now it's the best thing you can say. You know, I don't have the answer for that, but, you know, there are answers.
Yeah.
There are ways you can do
Let's
it.
Go I find just somebody don't know who might be able to help you with that answer.
Yeah.
And that's where an assure can come into play, as far as, you know, if somebody's in a financial position to where they need help, but they don't have any way to pay for that help. You know, we live in a very giving community, and, you know, between the counselors that we have in our county and in our organizations, as well as even Assure, I mean, we have the funds to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not mm-hmm. just financially, but we mm-hmm. also have the capabilities of helping them talk to the right people and putting them in touch with the right people.
So where does this funding come from, and is there ways people can help?
Yeah, so the funding comes from a couple different ways, but probably our biggest funding opportunity that where we see, you know, organizations and businesses assist is in our suicide awareness community walk coming up this next Saturday. And you know, that's an opportunity.
It'd be the week from Saturday.
Yeah. September 12th.
So 10 days from now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it, you know, in that manner, you know, we do have a fundraiser that we ask businesses and organizations to help us financially support our endeavors throughout the year. But the Suicide Awareness Community Walk is just a great way to get people together, whether they've had family traumatic situations, or they're dealing with challenges themselves, or they just want to be supportive, even from just a walking standpoint. You know, giving back doesn't always just happen with money. So
yes.
giving back and participating with being at the walk is a huge way for, you know, for people to come together and to heal.
Yeah, and if people that might be having some problems, if they're there and see a bunch of people there, they might not know any of those people. They might not talk to them, but they know that there's dozens, hundreds of people that actually care and are willing to show it by going out. And even if they don't walk or donate or anything like that, if they're just there, but most of the people I think that go out actually do some walking. But so kind of tell us about that walk. It's not like you start at 9 and you go to 11 and you have teams of stuff. It's kind of whatever you want to do, isn't it?
It's very relaxed. So, like, we have registration at 8:30. We just want to know who came, you know? And one really important part that I always want to tell people when we talk about the walk is if you're coming and you have a story, you don't have to share that story. Nobody's asking you why you're there, how you're there, what happened to you that makes you want to be here. Nobody asks those questions. If you want to share with somebody, you are more than welcome to, but nobody asks you. But anyway, so 8:30 registration starts, and then from 9 to 11, it's open. The walk path is open and you can walk as much as you want. You don't have to walk at all if you want. If you want to just come and sit in the building and have a donut and say hi to everybody, you can do that too.
Yeah, and sometimes that's a really good thing just to sit there and smile at people, even if you don't get a conversation, because some people, a smile from a stranger can be the biggest thing that happened to them that day and can change from kind of on a little bit of a downhill path, can bring them back up at least temporarily, and know that there's actually people that care, and they may not have had anybody talk to them for a long time or smile or say a nice word to them. And if you just kind of smile and wave.
And I can tell you just from a personal experience, I mean, there's nothing that gets me in a better mood than, you know, a donut and, you know, a cup of coffee. And maybe, if I'm still down, maybe another donut.
Yeah. And if you're still down, you know, I mean, put a couple in your pocket and take them home.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it kind of awkward to walk, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. So,
John's our comic relief, by the way.
So that's at the fairgrounds, correct?
Yes.
And you go in the main entrance or whatever is open, you'll find what's going on. You'll find where you're supposed to go.
If you go in the main entrance, the building's right there. You almost run right into it.
Yep.
This year, if you've been in the past, we've always had the same path for 10 years. We've had the same path. But there's an event going on. I don't remember what the event is, but there's another event going on that day. And our path will be in their path. So the path has been moved a little bit this year, but we'll of course share that, and you know it'll be very apparent.
That's really good, and it's a really good thing that there are several events going on at the same time at the fairground,
because
30 years ago nobody used the fairground.
We've now been blessed the last couple years. They have the farmer's market, so people walk and then they go and buy something at the, you know, farmer's market and then they come back and walk a little bit. It's like just kind of, I don't know, it's so relaxed and just.
And there's I can't remember the young lady's name that's in charge of the fairgrounds now, but since she came, I believe she was from Jay County, but since she came, things have gone, the events have quadrupled at least from what they used to have. They'd have something now and then. Now she works really hard to try to get something going on all the time, even if it's just camping, that you can camp at the fairground.
And they've been so welcoming to us.
Yes.
And just so good to us, you know, letting us do that.
Yeah, they want events there, even if it's something kind of trivial. Yours isn't trivial. They're really happy to have something like that at the fairgrounds. That raises their profile, gives you a great place to have an event. It's just a really good thing. So,
and we've also been blessed. You know, we've been blessed to be able to set up shop there during the fair, to have a booth. You know, and so it's a great opportunity for us to talk to individuals if they want to talk, and just talk, you know, talk about their story a little bit.
Yep.
As they have time.
And sometimes,
and it's been a great time sharing resources too, because there's been many times I've had conversations with parents maybe who don't know exactly what to do for their teenager, or you know, they've got a sister or a brother that's struggling, and it's a great time to share resources.
Yeah, and you know, it's even if all they want to do is sit down and just have a chit chat about whatever football game they watched the night before. A lot of times in that conversation, something will come up and you can have an opportunity to help them. Sometimes somebody else might be there and they can help somebody else instead of, you know, they might not need any help, but that might help somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, just conversations make a lot of difference, because a lot of, it seems to me, I'm not anywhere near a professional, but it seems to me a lot of people with kind of, any kind of very minor all the way to very serious mental health issues, They just try to hide it all, and not really talk about it. But if they're talking about a football game or something else, and then mm-hmm. something will come out,
yeah.
and then you can kind of maybe somebody can say something and help them out with a little bit of a.
Yeah.
Sometimes all you need is a little encouragement.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I think
yep.
you know all the different things that we've been part of, whether it's the walk or being at the fair or being part of Wright State. It's just an opportunity for us to fellowship to others and. You know, and again, listen and not always give answers because, you know, we don't have all the answers. Yeah. But being an active listener is extremely yeah. important.
It would be really nice if you had all the answers.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
You wouldn't have to do this.
Yeah, we wouldn't have this problem.
Here's a list of things. Just go do them and yeah, everybody's yeah. happy. Doesn't work that way. And life makes sure it doesn't happen easily. But let's take another little break here real quick. And we'll talk some more about what Assure does. Anything else that you guys want to talk about? We'll take a little break and we'll come back after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
There's a big weekend coming up. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendoline Sports Club. This year, Wendoline Park is going to have the Coldwater MD Men's Softball Tournament Finals played on Saturday and Sunday. Division 1 will be played on Saturday, and Division 2 will be played on Sunday. The weekend party will start on Thursday night with the Horseshoe Tournament, and the throwing starts at 6:45, sign in by 6:30. And on Friday night, they'll have the lawnmower pulls starting at 7 o'clock, sign in starts at 6. Saturday night, they'll have a DJ playing tunes from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a kiddie tractor pull, and it will start at 6 o'clock, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners will be served from 4 to 6 p.m., pre-sale only. Then on Sunday night, it'll be Driving Force, playing from 8 to midnight. On Monday, there will be fun and games all day. And at 5 o'clock, they'll draw the weekend 50-50 winner, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Again, a reminder, this year's Coldwater MD Men's Softball Tournament Finals will be played on Saturday and Sunday at Wendoline Park. Division 1 on Saturday, Division 2 on Sunday. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Thursday through Monday, at the Wendoline Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party. Welcome back to Insight Without Jack Stogler. We're talking to the folks from Assure. And they were asking, and I'm going to mention it here real quick, too. If you want to rehear this, or if you have somebody that you want to have listen, this will be in our archives. We had some archives problems earlier. Well, at the end of August, we got it all taken care of. So things are back in the archives. Everything that was not done earlier is. And this show will be in the archives. It'll be somewhere around 20 or 30 minutes after sports talk has ended. But it'll be in there forever. So you can go back and listen if there's somebody that you think might need to hear what's going on. It does stay in our archives forever. And I do want to mention, I think, John, you were by yourself on Spectrum today.
Yeah.
And they usually keep theirs in for a week. So if you want to hear that, it'll be a lot of the same things, I'd guess. But Kevin does a really good job, and he might have asked some different questions in what we'll go over. So that's two different ways where people can go back and listen later to this information. Ours is forever. There's only stays in
for
a week.
You're scaring me with forever.
Well,
I mean, my voice is
okay.
Forever.
It's only 100 years.
Okay.
So, does that help
it's
you any?
Fine.
That didn't help, did it?
No.
So I think there is a little bit more that we wanted to talk about at the event on the 12th. Is there any more there, or did we kind of get through everything?
Yeah, we can just kind of cover just a few little parts of that. You know, so a lot of individuals are, you know, concerned, not concerned, but they're asked questions like, so who's this for? Should I be there? Should I not be there? Should I bring a friend? Should I not bring a friend? The answer is always yes. Bring a friend or a family member, whether they have needs or not. We just don't know when the opportunity to talk to somebody is going to come up. So
yeah, and even though they might not have a problem, they might not know somebody, but they will know somebody sometime along the line. They might not remember details, but they will remember that there is something available, and it's not hard to find it once you know it's there. So it may be a week, a month, a year, a decade, but they know that there's help something available when they do run into somebody. So, and most people around here are very willing to help. So if you're one of those kind of people, even though you don't think you know somebody, you might not, but you will run into somebody somewhere along the line. Say, well, why don't you talk to these people? I don't have the answers, but I know these people can help you. And that's all of that's important, because people around here, it seems like, really, really like to help people. It gives them a feeling, a really good feeling, and it should.
We have an awesome community.
Yes.
The businesses, the individuals, we have an awesome community. They have supported us so well and mm-hmm. for so long, and we do appreciate it.
Yeah, and then just the regular general public is full of people that want to help.
100%.
And again, even though you don't know somebody right now,
mm-hmm.
you'll find somebody.
You will.
And you don't have to have the answers for them. You just have to let them know there's help. And that's the biggest thing. You need to let them know there's help.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, as an organization, Assure, we feel like, does a phenomenal job of outreach. And, you know, whether it comes down to, you know, speaking engagements or us helping another organization outside the county start up their own suicide support organization, you know, we're here to help from the top down to the bottom. And it starts in our youth programs, and it goes all the way through the Veterans Association and anywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that's important is that a lot of people might not think about is a little help is a lot of help. You know, they're just being able to get that first tiny little step can be a big deal.
Yeah. And you know what, again, you know, just kind of giving a shout out to our Mercer County Veterans Association, you know, on average, and this might be a number that's a couple years old, but on average, 22 veterans a day take their own lives.
Yeah. And that's terrible. They have given a lot for the betterment of all of us, and for them to have that type of situation that probably wasn't around before, but now it is due to whatever they might have seen or done in the military protecting our country and our citizens. We need to make sure we give them all the help we possibly can.
Just on the veterans thing, on the 17th, on September 17th, the veterans are sponsoring a silent watch, which is they spend all day at 15-minute intervals standing silently for a veteran who has passed by suicide.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that the local?
That's the local courthouse, Salina.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
from 11 to 4, they're doing that.
Is that something that the general public can get in on and
absolutely.
Do?
If you call the veterans office and you want to honor someone and do a 15-minute stand, you can do that. You can call the veterans office and
probably can get them on the internet also. Which would give you their phone number. I'm not sure people are going to memorize the phone number, but
actually, I have it right here. If you give me 10 seconds.
Yeah, at least mention it. Yeah,
you can contact Tom at 419-852-5268 to sign up.
Okay, so that sounds like his personal cell phone, and I cannot remember his last name, Tom.
Tierney, maybe.
It might be.
I might be mispronouncing that.
But and if you don't remember that and that type of thing, there's, if you go, I think I've seen this Mercer County Veterans. If you type that into your Google
absolutely
machine, you'll find it.
Yep.
And I think that is a county office.
Yes.
So, that's a really good thing. So if you say that again, what they would do. And
it's called a silent watch. Mm-hmm. And they do, for 15 minutes, you stand silently honoring a soldier that has died by suicide.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be somebody you know.
Correct.
It's just that you're supporting and understanding that happens. And again, we won't have the answers. Those people standing there won't have the answers. But showing that you
support,
care.
Showing up.
If you show that you care, that makes a lot of difference for people with any kind of mental health issues. There's a guy here in the county who is on Facebook a lot, and he posts a lot about his anxiety issues. And just by, he's a person that everybody knows him, knows what he does, and he's not afraid or ashamed to say, I have issues, I'm working on them. Some days, if I am not around where I can talk to you, don't take it personally. Mm-hmm. It's just things I have to work through.
Good for him.
And I would say just him posting that type of thing, sometimes 3 times a day, sometimes once every 2 weeks.
It's got to be cathartic for him.
Yeah. What it really does, it helps him. But a lot of people who know him and have known him for decades understand that this guy's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some days he's just not normal, or some hours or some minutes he's just not right.
Yeah.
And
he's not feeling himself that day.
And he's not ashamed to let people know that there's that happens to real people.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there who are listening and don't feel quite so alone now.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, every time he posts something like that, he has at least 100, sometimes 200 or 300
fantastic
likes and cares and that type of thing. Because they know that he's a great guy, but sometimes he just doesn't, he can't
sometimes
be around
he
people.
Sometimes
he has anxiety issues. I don't think it's even remotely suicidal, but it is. It kind of removes him from wanting to be in a social situation, so he won't go out of the house because he can't handle it. So just a person like that that's willing to say, I have a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it doesn't show up. Some days it's terrible, and here I am. And he does a lot of things for the community whenever he can. And he just a really good person. And a lot of people out there probably know exactly who I'm talking about. But it's just one of those things that he is absolutely willing to put himself out there as an example that even though whenever you see me, I'm perfectly normal, when you don't see me, sometimes I'm not. And I'm working on it, and the medication can help, and almost always does. But it's not, you know. He's like I said, I don't think he's even remotely suicidal. Yeah. But he just is absolutely willing to acknowledge that he has this problem, and a lot of people who would just look down on somebody like that have completely changed their mind about mental health.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of questions that we get are, how can you tell when somebody's struggling? How can you tell when maybe they're to the point of desperation or making some challenging decisions? And you know, we can all be very aware in our workplace, in our family lives. It could be hygiene changes. It can be things that are totally out of character for that person that we as coworkers, we as friends, we as neighbors, we as family members just need to be aware of. And that doesn't mean that they're suicidal, but that might mean that something needs some attention that we can get them some help.
Yeah, and I would say that without having any idea, I'm going to guess that actually a small percentage of people with mental health problems are actually suicidal. But the suicidal part is, you know, that's final, and that's not a good thing. So that's really important. But the other things are important, too, that where somebody's just having some struggles with situations.
And I think a lot of times, you know, if they're struggling, and we all struggle. I mean, there are days that I don't even think that I want to shave that day.
And as he sits here with beard.
Yeah, you must have been several days in a row there.
But that doesn't mean I like
it. It's a nice beard.
So, you know, so those are some of those scenarios there that, you know, if things go undiagnosed or something lingers on and continues on and cannot get addressed a little bit, it can and will get to that problem for some people.
Yep. So let's take another little break. We'll come back and talk more about Assure, and definitely want to reiterate about the event coming up on Saturday, September 12th. And after you guys are done, we're going to have Rocker. What are you going to help us with tonight, Rocker? On this day in pop culture history. So we'll get back to Assure and eventually to Rocker, and we'll take a little break and be back in just a moment or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
We at the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts are proud to bring people together through music, memories, and community
and now you can be a lasting part of the experience. We're excited to share a new project to upgrade the seating at our amphitheater. Our goal is to replace the current wooden benches with durable, long-lasting poly benches that will serve our community for years to come. Here's how you can help. Community members have the opportunity to donate a bench for $1,500, and with that gift, your bench can be personalized in honor or memory of a loved one, a family, or a special moment. It's more than just a seat. It's a way to leave your mark and support the arts right here in Fort Recovery. If you are interested in being a part of this project, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com or visit our Facebook page for more information.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking to the folks from Assure, and we talked a little bit about funding, and you might reiterate on that how you get your funding, but let's also talk about what you do with the money that you do get in.
Sure. As John said earlier, a lot of our funding comes from our sponsorships from the walk. So a lot of local businesses, and some donations at the day of the walk. I guess it's fortunately for us, but unfortunately, we sometimes get some donations from local funeral homes funerals.
Yep.
And we really appreciate it, but God, I hate that it has to happen that way.
Yes.
It comes down to that. And so what we do with that money is, again, like I said earlier, we support folks who reach out to us that maybe need some funding to help pay for medication that insurance doesn't pay for, counseling if insurance doesn't pay for it, or additional counseling. Maybe their counseling only pays for 8 sessions, but they need 20 sessions. We help out with that. We've kind of focused a little bit on the last couple of years of trying, like John said, prevention. So what are the things that lead to people getting to the point of suicide? Maybe it's homelessness. Maybe it's, different areas of their life. So let's see how we can help those areas to prevent it going that far. We've helped with, if there's someone out there who's died by suicide and maybe their funeral costs are a struggle for the family to pay for.
Yeah.
We've helped out with that.
Yeah, because if it's younger folks.
Yeah, they haven't built up, or maybe they don't have the life insurance.
Yeah, and if they have kids, they've already spent all their money on kids. They don't have money saved up.
Yeah.
And a lot of them hadn't even thought about life insurance.
Yeah, so
and most life insurance policies, if you die by suicide within 2 years, they won't pay you.
Right. It's changing a little bit.
That would be really good.
In that area. Thankfully, the insurance world is kind of recognizing mental illness.
Yeah, that's good. Because, like I say, 20 years ago on back, that was not talked about. It was taboo to talk about. And it was like a horrible thing to even acknowledge that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so people just kind of shunned away from it. And that's not how it should be.
Another thing that we do every year with our funds, we support AFSP, which is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We send a donation to them every year. We actually, Assure actually started doing Out of the Darkness walks for AFSP. But the thing that with AFSP, they're a lovely, lovely agency, but they focus on research. And we wanted to branch out a little bit further and focus on helping people in our community. So that's the reason why we have branched out from AFSP, but we still want to support that research. So we do take a portion of our proceeds mm-hmm. from the walk and donate it to AFSP. Another thing that we do is we have a scholarship program that I mentioned earlier, and that is done through the Mercer County Civic Foundation. So if any high school student, college student, or adult wanting to further their education can apply through it, through the Mercer County Civic Foundation. Mm-hmm. It can be a student who is going into the mental health field, or it can be someone who has been affected by suicide, no matter what their major is, no matter what their focus of interest is. We've given out quite a few. We have one, and almost every year we can't decide who we choose, and so we give out more than just one. Typically,
that just continues to grow and continues to be a lead benefit that we want to continue to focus on, because we know that being proactive at giving people assistance and pointing more people into this area will be beneficial.
Yeah. So that's great. Anything else you want to touch on? Anything we haven't hit?
Yeah, I think just, kind of circling back to the walk that we have coming up here on the 12th. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the fairgrounds. Free donuts, water, great entertainment.
If John doesn't eat all the donuts.
Well, is the entertainment you guys singing and dancing? Or?
We will do the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably be dancing after I eat my first donut. But I don't know that anybody wants to see that.
No, probably not.
We do have WCSM we think we have it confirmed. They're going to be doing a live feed from the.
Oh, that's really good. That's a very good publicity. And even if it doesn't get people to their day, mm-hmm. the next year and the next year, they're aware of it. And as long as they understand what's going on and think, man, I wish I had gotten there, but I had to go do this.
Yeah.
Those types of things, they cover. Probably 30-mile radius.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to understand. And again, I want to make sure that people know that the spectrum that John did today at 12:30 is in WCSM's. You go to their WCSM.com, I believe, whatever it is, it'll show up if you put WCSM in and go to. I believe it's listen live. No, it's not listen live,
I think it's a spectrum.
I think it might be under news or something. But you'll be able to find it, and that'll be available to listen to. Ours will be in our archives permanently.
Thank
somewhere
you
around 10 o'clock.
Forever.
Yeah, instead of forever, just permanently. So that'll be tonight, somewhere around 10 o'clock, and that'll be easy to find if you know people that need to hear some of the information that you guys have put out. So,
sorry to interrupt, but at the walk, we have quite a few agencies that are coming, and we'll have tables and have their resources there.
Oh.
So different counseling agencies, the veterans, and also Mercer Health has. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sorry I'm bungling it if anybody's listening, but they have a specific couple of nurse practitioners that are specific to mental health.
That's huge.
They are great ladies. Dawn and Buffy are their names. And I believe they'll be at the walk, and they'll have their comfort dog there. Lovely little baby. I love that dog. But they'll be there. So there'll be some folks there. If you are shopping for a counseling agency or shopping for some mental health help.
Yeah. Or you just want it. They'll have cards and so mm-hmm. forth. And they'll probably let you take a couple that you can give to people that mm-hmm. you happen to run into, even if you don't know anybody offhand. You will run into somebody. Yeah. You'll overhear a conversation. If you're sitting at a restaurant and you'll overhear people talking, you might pull the card out of your pocket or purse mm-hmm. and just lay it on the table and walk away. Mm-hmm. Or you may need to get in a conversation, but just those kind of things are huge. And it is the stigma of mental health issues is gone.
We hope so.
Yes, it needs to be gone, and it's going away. That's probably a better way to put it.
It is
not something to go shunning all your acquaintances that have some major or minor mental health issue. It is something to even talk to them a little bit or a lot, whatever they want to talk about, and make sure that you let them know that even though you don't understand their issue, that you're on their side.
Yep.
That's not, you know, you're still going to be, I'm still going to be your friend. And as I was mentioning, the guy with the anxiety issues, some days he doesn't want to be your friend. And that's okay here. He can't be out talking to you. But on the other days.
Tell people, I'm going to hold your hand through this.
Yep.
I may not understand it. I may not, but I'm going to be sitting here right here holding your hand through this.
Yeah, it's not the ignore them like it was a couple of decades ago. That's not how we do that. That is not how you do it. Don't just leave them alone. Hope they just get better. Or suck it up, buttercup. That's not, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if somebody gets a paper cut and they're crying, that's a little bit, suck it up, buttercup. But, you know, when you're having little problems, you know, some sort of mental issue, it's not suck it up, buttercup. We're here to, there's people that like to
take it help seriously. You. So,
let's run through the walk thing one more real quick time and kind of hit some details and then sign up time and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, registration is at 8:30. Donuts will probably be arriving by 7:30. I can't tell you how many will be there. It's just depending on how long it takes me to get.
There'll be fewer there.
Yes. I typically always buy a few extra for me for the ride because it's a long ride, about 10 minutes. This is a plug for Home Bakery out of Coldwater with the most amazing donuts. I may or may not be on their favorite customer list. Yeah, they do know me by name. So, but 8:30 registration, 9:00 opening ceremonies. You are not required to sing. You can just be there to do the Star Spangled Banner, as well as the fact of we'll have a pastor there that'll say an opening prayer. And again, walk as little or as much as you want.
Don't, or not at all.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, bring your dog, bring your babies. Yeah.
And and one thing that, like you mentioned earlier, even if all you do is come and sit, the people that do have problems see that there's people that actually care. If you don't get a chance or don't feel like talking to anybody that has a problem, or if you have a problem and don't want to talk to anybody, that's okay. But you'll see that a lot of people actually care.
Yeah.
Nobody has all the answers, but they are willing to acknowledge that it's a problem and just you know, do what you can, and sometimes that is just a smile.
Yeah. And there's no cost. There's no commitment.
Rain or shine.
Yeah. I mean, we've had rain, we've had wind. The only thing we've not had so far has been snow and hail. Yeah. So I think
John,
we're good this
why
year.
Why did you say it?
Because it's not gonna snow.
Not snow.
It might not hail.
Yeah. I mean, you could come out, you don't even have to wear shoes if you want to walk. You can walk barefoot.
Yeah. Yep. We don't judge.
And if you're really acrobatic, you can walk on your hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. I welcome you. If you can do that, I welcome you.
You may be on the front of our flyer. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So, all righty. We'll take a little break here. We'll come back and talk with Rocker. He has this date in pop culture history. And we really appreciate you guys coming in with Tanya and John and talking about this Assure and the walk and what you guys do, and to make people aware that mental health problems are not, don't shun people, just support them.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys coming over.
I love it every year.
Well, we'll have you every year too.
All right.
And okay, let's take a little break and we'll come back with Rocker with his This Day in Pop Culture History.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our Lady Indians are undefeated through their first four matches and have only lost one set in those four matches. Now it's going to start getting serious with the MAC schedule starting tomorrow night as they host the always tough Coldwater Cavaliers at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Friday, it'll be football, and we'll host the Cavaliers football team in the first MAC game of the season. The Reisner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, Our Lady Indians will go to Sydney to play in the Layman Catholic Invitational Tournament. They'll play three matches, with the first match at 9 a.m. against Versailles, 10 a.m. against Lima Central Catholic, and 11 a.m. versus Adena. We'll bring you as much of the action as we can live on the Hometown Huddle. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indian.
We're back. Insight. And we talked to the folks from Assure, the suicide prevention thing, and mental health in general. And
Viagra?
So, yeah, it's Viagra pills there, Bob. 14 of them isn't going to really help you, though.
Nope.
Just give you a heart attack or something. Or pull all the blood from your brain. Of course, nobody would know the difference.
Ooh.
So, ouch. I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't mean that. Sort of. I did, but I didn't really want everybody to know it. So, we're going to Rocker. He has... what do you got for us?
Deflating microphone, apparently.
Eat one of these pills.
Actually, Bob, those are blue M&Ms.
They're delicious, yes. Too.
On this day of pop culture... Oh, my mic.
Well, maybe you just... Your microphone's working. It might just be your headset.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. We had to completely change our soundboard. It croaked over the weekend, and Chuck fixed it today. And we're trying to get things put back in order, but there might be a couple of glitches. The people will hear everything we're doing. We just might not. So,
awesome. Let me get through this, and we'll get to the important part of this night.
Yeah. Well, that last part was important, too. Maybe
when are you getting a haircut?
Sometime in, January.
Oh, he's going to be a hippie.
Okay.
Awesome. You've lost control.
On this day in pop culture history, September 1st, 1979, Clayton Moore wins a lawsuit so he could continue portraying the Lone Ranger.
Awesome. He was the Lone Ranger?
Yes.
Although they...
Warner Brothers tried to sue him because they had a movie out and they didn't want him... They didn't want people thinking he was going to play it.
Yep. But he was the Lone Ranger for a long time and he's always my Lone Ranger. I don't even remember who the guy was that played it. It was a mediocre movie.
I think it failed, apparently.
Yeah. So what else we have? What year was that?
That was 1979.
Wow. Okay.
September 2nd, 1969, America's first ATMs were put in service.
Awesome.
I mean, I think for all my life we've had them.
Yep. Well, not all obviously. My life. They've only been around in use around here for probably less than half of my life. I'm 108, so that'd be 54 years.
That's some fuzzy math.
It is fuzzy math, but yeah.
Are you all ready for the citizen of the day?
It depends on who it is. We'll probably disagree with you, whoever it is. Unless it's Benson, then we'll go with. If it's Benson Barnett, we're in.
You know,
go ahead and mention Benson.
But all the time I've done the citizen of the day, who's always asked to be citizen of the day?
Me.
Bingo, Clark. Today it is Neil Spencer.
Nice.
I don't want to. I'm going to pass it on to Benson Barnett.
He ain't old enough.
Well, he's not a citizen of Fort Recovery either.
He's a citizen. You didn't say a citizen of Fort Recovery.
Citizen of the day.
Yeah. This is a day, and he's a citizen. And that's one of the sayings that Clayton Moore always said. Citizen. He would talk to people at the different things he was at. Citizen. This is whatever. So that's how I would go. And there's a long story that one of the comedians used to tell about when he was a radio DJ and he and his buddy were stoned and Clayton Moore was was playing the Lone Ranger at a shopping center opening or something, and they had to drive him home. They got in an accident, and the guy runs into the back end of the guys that were stoned, and so they got out and kind of said, you know, you ran into us. And the guy knew they were just stoned out of their minds, and he mentioned that to him. And so the cop said, or the guy said, the guy that ran into him said, so what are you gonna do about it? He said, when the cops get here, they're gonna believe me. They're not gonna believe two stoned hippies. And the Lone Ranger steps out of the back of their car and says, they'll believe me, citizen. And so the Lone Ranger fixed all of that. So anyway, that was citizen.
Yes.
So that was a 20-minute dissertation for no apparent reason.
Celebrity birthday time.
Oh, boy.
Unless Bubba's got some local birthdays.
Yeah. Corey May.
Corey May, yep. Yep, forgot about that, yep. Saw that, and there was somebody else on my list. I don't remember who it was. But I'm not smart enough to figure it out, so let's see if I can find it here. There's somebody else, might even be just somebody in my family that I didn't know. Oh, Brian Fortkamp.
Inske.
They're a year apart. Inske's a year younger than Corey May.
Celebrity birthday.
Celebrity birthday. Louis Tomlin.
Corey May. Oh.
Louis Tomlin turns 87.
Louis Tomlin was in 9 to 5.
Yep, yes, she was. 87. Woo. She was.
Wow. I was never a fan of Lily.
I liked some of her stuff. She was on, what was that?
Who was that guy?
Smothers Brothers. Is that what it
was? Laugh-In,
that's what it was. Yep. Yep.
Gloria Stefan is 69.
Wow.
Miami Sound Machine?
Very
Miami
good.
Sound Machine, yep. I even
She's
knew that.
How old?
69.
Wow.
I would have guessed her about 20 years younger than that.
I agree.
And
come on, like a baby, do the conga,
Yeah, we can't play the song because we got our soundboard croaked and we got a different one in, so we can't patch the other stuff in. But anyway.
And singer actress Zendaya is 30.
Zendaya, she's in a lot of stuff right now, isn't she?
She's in the Spider-Man movie.
And she's is she also in the Odyssey?
She might have been.
There was somebody that was in the two biggest movies, Spider-Man and Odyssey. I think that was Zendaya. Believe
she's a hell of a fan.
Yeah.
It's got some pump to it.
That's only on number two. If I turn it up higher, it's going to come across on the microphones and Chuck will call and ask us to turn it off.
September 2nd.
We're not on FR radio.
Right, but he's listening and he can't handle that. We'll be on Sunday afternoon. The insight at noon and sports talk after that. So we'll edit that out.
September 2nd. here's one out of Bubba's old heart.
Yes.
Kerry Bradshaw turns a crisp 78.
I thought he was a lot older than I am. That's only a year older than me.
I'm not a big fan of him. He's all right.
He was a pretty good quarterback.
Damn good quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why Steiny has always been a Steeler fan. It was Terry Bradshaw. How's the Chex Mix, Bob? Somebody's going to
delicious. Have.
Chuck hasn't texted me yet.
Actor Mark Harmon is 75.
Mark Harmon is 75?
Yes.
Wow.
He was in one of the best movies, and nobody liked it.
What's that?
Where he, the hot chick, Courtney Smith, was with her. He was a teacher for the derelicts.
Is it possible that nobody's ever heard of the movie?
Are you stupid?
Yes, I am.
Mark Harmon.
Yes, I...
But what was the name of that movie? Courtney Love Smith.
No idea.
Courtney Love Smith.
Courtney Thornton? Courtney Thornton.
Yeah. Thank God the Rocker's here to, you know... it's like Bill is here.
I'm going to have it right here. Summer School.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Now I know what you're talking about.
1987, it says.
Oh, this one's going to make you feel real old, Bob.
Okay.
How about Freaky Friday? He was on Freakier Friday, too. Whatever that was. And Stealing Home. No idea.
Well, maybe he's a little younger than you, but... Okay. Keanu Reeves turns 62 today.
Never a big fan of his either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first couple of things he did were pretty cool, although I don't remember what they were. And then
kind of like Benson. When he first got here, he was cool. Now,
oh, we don't want him anymore.
Yeah, he's out. You kind of like Rocker.
Week. You weren't here last week.
Benson. No, I wasn't.
Benson was in tears that you weren't here.
I bet he was.
He only came over just because
he wanted to
hear you say stupid stuff.
And my last one.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that ain't it. Okay.
Oh.
Selma Hayek turned 60 and looks every bit of 40.
Oh, I got it. Selma Hayek.
Yep. So what kind of stuff did she do? I know the name.
Mostly on From Dusk to Dawn. She did the grown-up movies. Although most people say those were trash.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but she always was on like the David Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and be warm for my form. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason why that theater was cold.
Jeez. Rocker.
Liven this place up a little bit.
As Letterman said, it's that cold to keep the comedy fresh.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Selma Hayek.
Although...
Why is it so warm in here?
Because our AC can't keep up. We are 77 degrees, a balmy 77.
It does suck out.
Yes, it does. It is hot and humid. Whew.
When did Dolly die?
Last week.
I know, Tuesday. When? Did you talk about last week?
Oh, yes. Had a top 10 list about it.
At 4:51 is when she died.
You'll remember that.
4:51.
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Yeah, Jack had that joke.
Yeah.
An idiot. He worked real hard on that one, too.
Yes, he did. Had me thinking. Well, I didn't even think, and I just didn't.
She buried yet?
Yes.
They did put her in?
Did you see the funeral procession for that?
When?
Insane. Saturday.
Really?
Insane. It's like Elvis all over again.
Yeah, she was somebody, as it was Jelly Roll said when he was subbing for Jimmy Kimmel. He said, the last person in America that nobody hated.
Benson.
Yeah, that's true. But everybody doesn't know him.
Yet.
Yet. They will.
He can't make a goal.
Yeah, because he plays defense.
No, either way, you can still score.
He could if he kicked 175 yards and the Rocker goalie could. Fell asleep.
There's a joke I can make, but you know, Benson's underage and we can't have that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Are you a senior this year?
And he's playing playing soccer.
Yeah.
Never played soccer before.
Good for him.
Yeah. He starts and never comes out of the game until he gets a yellow card.
Rocker played the flute. He's a secret.
Thank you there, Jethro Tull.
Ian Anderson.
Are you about done?
I'm.
We got a big show.
They're not here.
They're
ghosting
call.
You.
Got a phone call. Have to make a phone call.
We got. Oh, by the way, this segment brought to you by the fine folks at Viagra, apparently.
Yeah. That's Blue M&M's, Rocker. Hey, don't let him sell those Viagra pills to you. Scott. Bob.
Well, there you go, honey.
Okay. I guess we'll wrap it up here.
Yeah, leave on a high note.
Yep. So we'll be back. Bobby, who do you have on Insight tonight?
We have Steve Hellwagon and the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indian Volleyball Team. Undefeated Fort Recovery yes. Indian Volleyball Team, Mr. Travis Guggenbiller in the studio tonight. We'll be right back.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.